Welcome to Britt Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Welcome back to another episode of Britt Lachey Speaks, the podcast where we explore the world of literature one page at a time. I'm your host, Britt Lachey, and today we've got something special in store for you. We're diving into a thrilling book that had me negotiating with my alarm clock, Verity by Colleen Hoover. First of all, let me just say, oh my stars, Colleen Hoover is an absolute genius. This book is like a roller coaster ride through the world of storytelling, and it had me on the edge of my seat from the start to the finish. Now, I know you're eager to hear my rating, and I'm not going to hold back on this one. It was a solid 5 out of 5 stars. That's right, I gave it a perfect score. I love this book. Verity is a novel within a novel, and it's a masterpiece of suspense, drama, and passion. The way Hoover crafts her characters and describes their lives in such a vivid way, you'll feel like you know them personally. It's not just a book, it was a full immersive experience for me. The story revolves around Lowen, a character whose name, by the way, sticks out like the stars in the night sky. She's a complex individual with a troubled past. She has a good heart, and she struggles with being an introvert, trying to do what's right for herself. You'll find yourself rooting for her, as I did, as she navigates through the twists and turns of this narrative. Then there's Jeremy. Now, he was a devoted husband, an excellent father, who adds a layer of depth to the story. The supporting characters, particularly those nurses, provide a touch of comedic relief and balances the suspense and drama, making the book even more engaging. What sets Verity apart is the way each chapter ends, leaving you craving for more and more, kind of like a gripping soap opera or an addictive movie. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I can tell you that this book kept me up at night when I knew I should have been getting some rest for the workday ahead. You'll find yourself negotiating with your alarm clock, like I said, just to get a few more pages and a few more chapters. In the end, Verity is a well-rounded suspense novel that kept me guessing until the final pages, and I absolutely loved it. Colleen Hoover's storytelling is nothing short of brilliant, and this book is a must-read for anyone who enjoys a blend of drama, passion, and a healthy dose of suspense. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Verity by Colleen Hoover. If you've read this book, I'd love to chat about it and hear your thoughts. And if you haven't, I strongly recommend you putting this on your to-be-read list. As always, keep turning those pages and exploring the wonderful world of literature. Welcome back, Britt Lachey fam. Let's dive into something special for all you introverts out there. We're going to explore 4 fantastic and absolutely free ways for introverts to have a blast right here in Nashville, Tennessee. So whether you're a local or just passing through, we've got you covered. Our first free adventure takes us to the beautiful Centennial Park. Now, this oasis in the heart of Nashville offers more than just serene walks and stunning gardens. You can take your picnic basket, find a quiet spot by the lake, and enjoy some me time surrounded by the city's natural beauty. And hey, if you're into photography, you'll find plenty of photo-worthy moments here as well. Next up, we've got Nashville Public Library. It's not just a quiet place to read or study. They often host free events and workshops. Dive into a good book, explore their extensive collection, or participate in one of many engaging programs they offer. It's a peaceful haven for introverts and book lovers alike. If you're a fan of art, the Frist Art Museum is your go-to spot. on Thursdays and Friday evenings. They offer free admission for college students. So if you're a student, take advantage of this wonderful opportunity to explore fascinating art exhibitions in a tranquil environment. It's an introvert's dream come true. Last but not least, for those who crave a bit of history and architecture, make your way to the Tennessee State Capitol. You can wander the beautiful grounds, admire the classical architecture, and even take a guided tour. It's a peaceful and historical escape right in the heart of the city. And there you have it, my fellow introverts, 4 incredible and cost-free ways to have fun in Nashville, Tennessee. Don't forget to hit up these spots and share your experiences with us on social media using the hashtag Introverts in Nashville. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. Let's talk health. We're diving into a common conundrum for those battling diabetes. It's that puzzling scenario when you wake up and your blood glucose levels are in normal range, you go about your morning routine, and then bam, seemingly out of nowhere, your levels have risen. What's up with that? Let's explore this dawn phenomenon. To help us understand this better, we'll delve into the science behind this with the focus on why blood sugar levels can rise unexpectedly in the morning, even when you haven't had breakfast yet. So let's jump right in. Why does this happen? What's the science behind this sudden spike in blood sugar levels when someone with diabetes hasn't even had breakfast yet? There are several factors in play here. First, our bodies are complex and many processes continue while we sleep. For some people, the body releases hormones like cortisol and growth hormone in the early morning hours, which can lead to increased insulin resistance. This in turn causes blood sugar levels to rise. So it's not necessarily related to what you ate or drank the night before. Although diet can certainly influence blood sugar levels, these morning spikes can happen even if you've been eating healthy and monitoring your carbs. It's often the body's natural response to hormonal changes. But for someone living with diabetes, seeing those higher numbers on their glucose meter first thing in the morning can be disheartening, off-putting, just saddening. You might ask, what can I do to manage this phenomenon? Managing morning spikes can be challenging, but there are steps one can take. Firstly, it's crucial to stick to a consistent routine. Eating regular meals, staying hydrated, and getting enough sleep can help stabilize blood sugar levels. Exercise can also play a significant role in improving insulin sensitivity. You may wonder, are there any medications or strategies that people with diabetes can discuss with their healthcare providers to help mitigate these morning spikes? Absolutely. If you find that morning spikes are consistently high, it's essential to consult with your healthcare team. They may need to adjust your medication or suggest strategies like altering the timing of certain medications. The key is individualized care. Living with diabetes can be challenging, but with the right support and management strategies, you can lead a healthy and fulfilling life. Don't be discouraged by morning spikes. They are a part of the journey, and together with your healthcare team, you can tackle them. Remember that knowledge is power. Educate yourself, seek support, and take control of your diabetes journey. Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week? Eat. Welcome back to the Britt Lachey Speaks podcast, your source of inspiration and empowerment. And it's time for our word of the week. This week's word is tenacity. T-E-N-A-C-I-T-Y. Tenacity is a powerful word that embodies the quality of persistence and determination. It's the ability to hold onto your dreams and goals with an unshakable resolve. Tenacity is what separates those who achieve their dreams from those who give up when faced with obstacles. It's a driving force that keeps you going when the going gets tough. In life, we encounter challenges and setbacks, and it's often our tenacity that propels us forward. It's the courage to keep pursuing our aspirations even in the face of adversity. So how can we cultivate tenacity in our lives? It starts with setting clear goals and developing a mindset that sees obstacles as opportunities for growth. Surround yourself with a supportive network that encourages and motivates you. Remember, tenacity isn't about being stubborn, but about staying focused on what truly matters to you. And it's the unwavering commitment to your dreams. Thank you for joining us for this week's Word of the Week on the Britt Lachey Speaks podcast. May the word tenacity inspire you to pursue your goals and relentless determination. Until next time, stay tenacious and keep speaking your truth. This is Britt Lachey signing off.